Hey baby, are you doing it alone again? Why don't you visit jerkmate.com for a fun SUPERISSSKJKSL? While you're there, don't forget to check out Dead on Cue. Now on with the show. Teehee.
Testing.
Yeah. Ooh,
wow. All right, looks like we're... All right, we're recording now.
Hello. Hey,
yo.
You know what we should do?
What should we do?
We should come up with a name for our audience. You know how the Gang Grumps has the lovelies?
Oh. Okay, so you remember Tobuscus?
Tobuscus, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, audience.
Yeah.
Darkness and madness and whiteness.
I liked how he referred to them as the audience.
Yes.
He was like, hello, audience. I thought that was cool.
Hello, you know? Audience. Yeah.
I don't know if we should be taking inspiration from
Tobuscus. No, maybe not. I don't think so either, but there is that.
Yeah.
But you did want to take inspiration from
Want to do that.
He didn't create that. So
we didn't create the word the audience?
I mean, at the very least, we probably shouldn't leave this part in.
Tobuscus. Yeah, anyways, so, we actually have Tobuscus on the podcast right now, guys.
Oh, God, I should go now. Okay, well, I'm leaving.
Bye-bye. I think that's a good idea, though. I don't know what we'd, like...
We're not going to do that right now, because it would take the whole podcast. We couldn't even think of a name for the podcast in the first place. How are we going to think of, like, a name for the audience?
And what if we call them Skellies?
What?
Skellies.
What's on my little Skellies? My little Skelly boys and
some
girls?
Skellies.
We'll think about it. I don't hate it.
Wow.
No!
We'll think about it.
Yeah, if you haven't noticed, we're really fucking bad at names. Dead on cue.
We have we keep the thing is we keep getting things to name.
We just make more things that need names. Like the gaming channel, we're still working on the name for that.
Kurt said we can't name everything Dead on Cue.
No,
which I don't hate, but it is his fault. he brought up a good point.
The more names, the merrier.
Yes, the more names, the more logos, the more everything, the merrier.
Yeah.
So you guys know what I've been watching a lot recently?
What?
On YouTube.
Can you tell us?
No. Not Tobuscus. I've been watching Indian men making things in their factories.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It is so interesting.
Yeah, it was like... This isn't racist, but I've seen the video. They use the mud.
As it's going to be hilariously racist.
No, like they use the mud, right? And like...
No!
No, listen. Because they like... They dig a hole in the ground.
Oh, you're
like,
talking
they
about
make
the
stairs
fucking...
with the mud.
I don't think those guys are Indian.
I don't know. I just
yeah,
like...
yeah. No, I know who you're talking about, but no. That's.
I think those are just weird survivalist guys that feel the need to go out and dig in the ground.
Yeah, no, those are the guys that are like, I made a mansion underground with a swimming pool, and it's like, man, that's a hole.
Yeah.
That's a dirt hole.
When it rains, you're gonna lose that.
Yeah, that's all gone. The first earthquake you got. That's it, buddy. No more.
You see the people that, like, fist the ground and a fucking eel comes out?
Oh, yeah.
You looked at me like I was crazy. I knew exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Is that a gooey duck?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Yeah.
It's a type of clam.
It is a type of clam.
It looks like a giant dick.
Yeah. A gooey duck. That's what it is called. You're right.
Yeah, they just stick their fist in the ground.
It's spelled geoduck.
Yeah.
It's pronounced gooey duck.
It's like a fucking Pokemon. Yeah, no, those are weird, dude. They have like little nodes that stick out of the ground. You just like pull them out. It's like a little cock. Yeah.
I just saw someone like showing how to prepare one of those on TikTok. Yeah, they're edible and they're like a delicacy. You're not even supposed to like cook them.
Fuck that.
You just blanch them in water, which is just like very quickly in water to kill them.
Ew.
What,
you just like slurp it out?
No, you have to like take off that like outer layer from like the outside, the like thing that makes it look the most like a penis.
Like,
and then like you have to like open it because there's like organs inside that you can't eat.
Sure.
And also just like sand.
Yeah, a bunch of nasties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone in the comments was just like, no.
No, I'm cool. So some people are like, I like holes. I have trypophobia. But like, that is actually something that triggers me, is those little fucking, like, worm nodes.
Mm.
Those actually make me really uncomfortable.
Yeah. Is it, like, still a phobia if it's just, like, ew? you know?
Yeah, but like this isn't just like ew though. This is like
a deep
deep rooted ew. I did not describe it. Yeah. Those are fucking weird.
A soul ew.
A deep stomach birthed ew.
Hey guys, what's your soul ick?
Yeah, what's your soul ick? Yeah. Those are fucking nasty.
Mine is men.
But yeah, so my what I was talking about, Indian men making things. These YouTube videos, it's so fucking cool. It's just like this little dude with his like phone camera, just like in these like factories, like making anything, like socket wrenches or like car tires or like.
It's like a GoPro somebody put inside a child labor factory.
Dude, like, oh my God. There's like actual 8-year-olds working in it sometimes. And then like, there was no labor laws.
No.
Zero. There was a kid in a closed room grinding down brake pads, and he was white because he was just covered in brake dust.
Oh, my God.
With no mask, no eye protection, just grinding brake pads for, like, all day. Is
he,
like,
making them into the shape they're supposed to be in, or is he like,
he's like just
destroying brake pads?
Yeah.
What's he done to?
That's his hobby.
That's what he likes to do. No, he's removing a little bit of material or whatever for it, but, like, yeah, seeing that, I was like, holy shit. And then there's, like, some dudes, like, grinding off, like, pieces of metal with, like, no eye protection as, like, sparks are flying in their face. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, that is not good.
Yeah, that's what you watch to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Do you know why we have labor laws?
Because getting hurt's not fun. Because
it's bad when...
No, it's because women in the 1800s were like, I'm losing fingers from, like, weaving.
Yeah.
Like, if you get your arm stuck in there, it just done. Cuts it off.
Oh, yeah, it's done. Yeah.
The men didn't care. No. They were just like, yeah, it's fine. And the women were like, no.
Like, now you have stubs. You can just hold stubs. Yeah. Yeah, labor laws are kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Now, like, all it has done for me is that my boss yells at me when I don't take a break.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, at my old job, like...
Not that they're not necessary. That's not what I was trying to say. But,
they shouldn't be necessary. No. Real men don't take breaks.
No.
Real men shit their pants on shift.
That's right. If you got piss dripping down your leg, you're doing a good job. You're doing great.
Is that what Ted Cruz thinks?
Yeah. Wait, what is that? What happened to Ted Cruz? Did he piss himself?
Oh, no. He likes the he likes to piss himself because he likes the warm, wet feeling between his legs.
So he has a piss kink.
Is he like...
No, this is something...
This is something just... worse and deep-rooted.
He no, just has just, anemia and it just needs to be
something
warm.
People say because they hate him and think it's funny.
You know who I hate? Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd?
Wow.
Fuck Paul Rudd.
Why?
He's so boring. Are you kidding me?
He's just hanging out. Yeah.
No, yeah, that's all he does is hang out.
Yeah.
He was named like the most attractive man last year.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. One of those.
I think he's fun. I'm not like, you know, a huge
No, he's Paul so Rudd fan. Fucking generic. He's like the most generic thing in existence.
He's hot though.
You think so?
Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah, he looks like a normal guy.
Yeah
exactly. Just
which
a normal...
women like, because they don't like terrifying men.
Yeah, he literally just looked like, if you told, like, a little kid, hey, draw a man, they'd draw Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Like, you go, hey, Paul Rudd, what's your favorite, like, ice cream flavor? I don't know, like, chocolate, like, vanilla, maybe.
Yeah.
There's nothing to him.
And he's not gonna kill you.
That's true.
That's what women want. Also, not to be murdered.
Out of all
and
the
sometimes
superheroes...
sometimes that's too much of an ask.
Out of all the superheroes that there are, Ant-Man is also the most boring name.
Yeah.
So, like, I thought I'd really like Ant-Man. Because, like, that sounds kind of cool. Like, you can shrink down as, like, this dude and, like...
You love it when things change sizes.
Yeah. What is essentially, like, a motorcycle suit. And, like, I don't know. But, like, the thing with, like... The problem with Ant-Man, though, is, like, even his character suits his actor. It's just fucking boring and generic. Like, imagine if Ant-Man... was, like, this mad scientist that was, like, super into, like, quantum physics and stuff. And he was like, oh, ooh. Fuck no. He's just, like, this random dude that just stumbled upon it.
So, what's your opinion of Spider-Man, who's just a teenager who got a bad spider bite?
Yeah, but he's smart. But he's still... Yeah.
Because he got bit by a radioactive spider.
That's true.
No, he was smart. But then, like, he's only a Spider-Man because he was, like, in a science lab. Because he's, like, smart and got an internship or something. and then ended up there, and then the spider bit him.
And, like, Paul Rudd, or Ant-Man's supposed to be, like, this, like, prison convict, like, this badass.
Yeah.
But he's not, he's just, no, like,
he's a caring father. He's just a good dad.
Yeah, but, like, he would drop the soap in prison.
He would?
Like, he would not be able to stand up for himself.
That's why he's not in prison. They were just like, okay, here, have an ankle, yeah, stay at home.
Literally. Yeah, that is true, actually. That is a good point.
They're like, you will die. yeah. And we can't have your blood on our hands.
We can't put you in there, buddy.
No.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't know, man. This is so fucking boring to me. Paul Rudd.
And then...
What's your favorite drink? I don't know, I like water. Oh, like with ice? No.
Sprite?
Just, yeah, like
I thought
Sprite.
You were changing the topic and just made a really bad topic. Like, no, we're not going to talk about our favorite drink.
What's your favorite beverage?
No, Paul Rudd's favorite beverage is like lukewarm water or Sprite.
Ew, yeah. Okay, if you liked lukewarm water, it's like, that would be interesting.
Or maybe not lukewarm, but like room temperature. Yeah, because lukewarm wouldn't be too interesting.
That would be like, why are we drinking slightly warm water?
Slightly warm water. Exactly.
No, he likes ice water.
No, he just likes room temp tap water. That's
it. Yeah, he just straight, like he doesn't even use a cup.
No, exactly.
He's just like,
Even then, that might be even be a little too much personality for the man.
He cups his hands.
He's a fucking gremlin. You're a fucking weirdo. Paul Rudd.
This is a weird... Well, it's weird. I don't know what he thinks. I don't think about Paul Rudd.
Okay,
do you think about Paul Rudd?
All the time.
Yeah.
It bothers me. You know who also is generic, looking at least, is Adam Levine from Maroon 5?
Yeah.
He's not memorable.
He literally looks like, again, if you just said draw a man, you just draw Adam Levine.
I would argue that Paul Rudd is more memorable because he has really blue eyes, which is why I remember
That's
him.
That's true.
Because it reminds me of a husky.
I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah, I see that.
But Levine, like, if you're like, no, what does he look like? I'm like, he might have a beard. He might not.
Yeah, sometimes.
Tattoos, maybe?
Yeah, but they're like the the tattoos you find on like a...
Yeah, he's hot.
They're like tattoos you'd find on like a detention desk, though. Like, they're just like random scribbles all over him.
Whatever he put...
And his eyes, they're like, speaking of eyes, they're actually just black dots.
Yeah.
Like, actually just black dots. Like, there's no soul behind those eyes.
No. There's nothing going on.
No, there's nothing going
on. It's empty. At least with Paul Rudd, he has like oh yeah, my favorite is Sprite, and I like
he has favorites.
Like, I do like vanilla, and he's like, you know what, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
but
Adam
Levine, he's like,
also,
whatever's fine.
Just water.
Yeah, I feel like Adam Levine got his tattoos from the coin machine at the.
No, yeah, literally. Pizza Hut. Yeah,
but also,
and then he went to the tattoo artist. Was like,
give me permanent.
But also, it's like, in a song, he's like, something about like, don't fight me or else I'll fucking kill you. I'm paraphrasing.
Holy shit!
Like, if you fight me, you're gonna die.
He's
like,
just
that's what
unhinged.
He said. Oh, I have a tendency of getting very physical, but if you do, you're gonna
die.
Need a miracle or some
shit
like that.
That's the thing. Adam Levine would murder you.
But would
he? Would forget that he didn't want gravy on his mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And then he would kill you
when
you sleep.
Because I think he's like
whatever he could find.
His just like soulless black night stalker eyes. They just like
because he thinks that he's cooler than he is.
Yeah,
that is
true.
He wants to be cooler than he is.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd, he's fine.
Yeah.
He's cool the way he is. He's just like, this is who I am.
That's true.
And
he's just
fine
like,
with
yeah,
it.
He's like happy with himself. I see that.
Adam Levine, he's gonna fucking snap and murder so
he's
many
gonna
people.
Murder children.
One of these days,
he's gonna fucking murder everyone with a hatchet and then himself.
It's gonna be red
fire.
Like, you're gonna hear about him on like crime podcasts.
Adam Levine killed those 18 children.
He's gonna murder. Of the rest of Maroon 5, it's gonna be Maroon 1.
You get, like, even then, like,
Maroon 1.
Have you, like, looked? Okay, so, like, imagine Adam Levine. Not to fucking just keep talking about Adam Levine, but, like,
fuck
just
the
so
sexiest
much
man in
more
the world
to
podcast, because they both won it.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh. I think they did, yeah. You look at Adam Levine, and then you, like, look at Maroon 5, and you're like, what? You don't write that. Like why? You wouldn't even, like, listen to that kind of music. Like, what?
No.
What?
One of them.
There's just like a clash there, like.
Yeah, he looks like he listens to like, Screamo by himself. in like a dark cave.
Or like Radiohead alone.
Oh my
or like
god. Weezer. He's like the kind of guy that's like, you just don't understand Radiohead.
You don't know what it's like to be Italian.
You don't know what it's like to be Italian.
Yeah, and then he goes home and like despawns. And that's it.
Yes, he's an NPC.
Yeah, no, he is an exact NPC.
He's an NPC that was created to be famous.
Yeah, he could hit a high note.
Like in Sims, how they pre-make them.
Yeah, like actually, if I were
to just with Pharaoh on his knees and just like with the back of his hands, both of them at the same time, smack the top of his knees.
Gotta smack them.
No, because like I agree with that so hard. If literally anyone's an NPC, it is actually Adam Levine.
Yeah.
That fool is nothing.
I am 100% sure, like certain that there's NPCs in the world.
Oh, absolutely. Like, oh, absolutely.
Pre-made.
Oh, you want me to close the door? Sorry, kids, I gotta close the door. Yeah, no. Speaking of NPCs, that's actually a pretty good topic to get into. Where I live, we live near like two parks, so there's always people walking around our house. Mm-hmm. And so like my roommates and I started seeing regulars walking around doing the same things every day.
Every single day.
Literally, and like there's this one guy in particular. He kinda looks like a me, but like he's like bald.
Is his face bloated? Like is he just round?
Yeah. Literally he's like Yeah, he wears these headphones, and he always has a cup of Starbucks coffee, walking in the same position with, like, his back straight, just walking, and that is it. I only see him walk in front of my house, and I swear to God, after he gets out of my view, he despawns. Like, dude, he's an actual NPC.
That's funny.
There's, like, a couple of those, too.
The problem with that is, like, on the internet, people have, like, been hunting for NPCs, and... People are, like, hunting for NPCs, like, at least on my feed
like
page.
Like, killing
on
people?
Yeah, no. Murdering
yeah.
Like, looking just for them.
You're an NPC, bang, bang, bang.
No, but, like, so what happens is they're looking to talk to someone who has, like, a really...
NPC energy?
Yeah, very NPC personality, but that leads to them just, like, putting a camera in the faces of autistic people.
Oh,
who, like, that's just, not fucking
right.
Nice.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the problem with that is that they're just like, well, that guy has issues
so
communicating.
So he must be an NPC.
Yeah, no, he don't. It's just
no. That's fucking stupid.
It's quite rude.
I feel like if they have to look so far for NPCs, I feel like that means that
they are
the
NPCs.
NPCs.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they're trying so hard to get internet clout, which is like. A thing NPCs do, I feel like. Like
they're pre-programmed to do this thing, and so they do
that's
this thing.
It. Absolutely.
And it's just, like, randomly generated what they're trying to use as their thing, and it just happens to be what they are.
Yeah. No, for sure. Like, that's, like, their one thing in life is they just are an influencer, and that's all they do. Is because they're a fucking programmed to be an influencer.
But
there's,
they don't actually have opinions.
Right, yeah, exactly. There's, like, people who believe that everyone besides themselves have like a like less consciousness than
literally
them, essentially.
So
but that's just
I think that
right exactly.
I think I have this. Like I grew up and thinking that like not like literally like you're stupid and I'm smart. It's just like
it, like you're not
it's
the same
me
as me
and
there.
Everyone else. Like that's just like how I felt.
Sure.
And there was like a point of like I would like imagine that my mom and my sister were like government agents.
Holy
just like
fuck,
there
dude.
To like you know study me.
Yeah.
But I have nothing to fucking study. I played on my PSP.
Yeah.
Like
I was an NPC just like you.
Club Penguin. Like, yeah, I had nothing special about me, but I felt like I did because I think people are like, oh, you're so special, little boy.
That's
like, you're
so
such a cool little boy.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, I do feel like, because you get surrounded in a room with people who are just like, not very smart or like don't really have a lot to say and then you feel that way sometimes, you know?
I see. I see what you're saying. And I think it's different though because these people believe that like everyone else just like isn't like there like themselves, you know? Like you're the only one thinking and acting and they're just like on running on like a program. So like an NPC guy.
I mean like I vividly remember when I gained consciousness in my life.
Oh, yeah?
I was 7, and my sister said something, and I made a sarcastic, response to it, and she was like, what?
You're a person?
Like, you, like, when
oh, you
were
you,
younger,
you
would have
been...
You got
the update.
Been,
yeah,
I got the update. Yeah. Like, it was just like... And she was like, wow, when you were younger, that would have gone right over your head, and I looked her in the eyes, and I was like, I grew.
Damn.
What? You said that? Yeah.
I grew.
I would have been horrified.
I know.
I'm like, oh God.
I'm here now. My consciousness outweighs yours.
Yeah, you'd be like, I have awoken.
No, I remember when my sister, I don't know if like she was conscious yet, but I remember when she could understand what I was saying.
Okay.
Like just...
You guys have these memories, really?
Yeah, my whole life, like, you know, small, she was just like, fucking child, baby. Right. And then one day I said, like, I went up to my mom, was like, knock, knock, and she was like, who's there? I'm like, pirate ship who? Pirate ship down the toilet. I was fucking four. Yeah, and I was like, I didn't know what jokes were, so I just said two random things.
Yeah.
And then my sister fucking started dying laughing. I was like, Oh, you're here.
Oh, welcome in.
I should consider you in conversation if you actually can understand.
Dude, what the fuck? I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, your brother was just born a person.
Like, no, like, I remember, like, my brother just being, like, this little baby in, like, a fucking, like, stroller.
Yeah.
And then, like, I remember, like, him just, like, actually just slowly growing into a human. Like, I remember, like, when he started, like... You know, like formulating, like formulating sentences, and then being able to like do shit, and then like that was it. You know, like I don't know.
Yeah.
Am I? Sorry, go ahead.
I have two younger nephews.
I was just about to say.
And one of them definitely has gained consciousness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
The younger one.
Like, it was like last week.
No, he had it, like, I think from like age 3.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, he's just too smart. And he,
there are
he
hella kids like that.
He would think things through.
Right.
He was 3 years old and he wanted chocolate chips, right?
Yeah.
And so my mom was watching him, and she was like, RJ, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. I'll be right back. And RJ was like, cool, sick, got it.
Fuck yeah, mom.
I'll be waiting. You go to your
house. And so she, like, left the room, and then he came in, and he knocked on my door, and he was like, Auntie Emma, I really like your hair. And I was like, aw, thanks, bud. And then I was like, do you need anything? And I was like... And he's like, no. And then he closed the door. And then a few minutes later, I got up to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I found him in the kitchen with the chocolate chips because he made sure my mom was out of the room.
Yeah.
And I wasn't. I was overdoing something else.
Yeah. I always, like, wonder, like, kids like Einstein and shit, like, clearly they were gifted, you know, as they were young. It's like, it could happen. Like, you know, like, you come across, like, a kid and you're like, you are way too smart for your age. Like, I wonder what you're capable of.
I just want to say, you know? This same kid, I had to restrain him from trying to grab a bee and put it in his mouth. He saw a bee.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure he's seen bees before, but this bee he wanted to consume.
And so he was conducting an experiment.
He went up to it and it was like trying to grab it. It was like, I was there. I'm watching kid alone. The first time I've ever done that for this kid.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. And just like everything's flashing through my head, like if he gets stung by a bee, it's my fault. No. They're gonna deport me.
No.
You'll be placed in the hot box outside.
So what I do is like I push him away and like, hey, no, and then I do soccer tricks to distract him. And he's like, hey. And he just like soccer tricks.
And he's actually laughing because he's calculating the trajectory of the ball.
Yeah. He's laughing at you because now he got you to
Yeah, he's like, yes, the monkey.
He could have just asked me. I would have done that. He didn't have to try and grab a bee.
No, I think part of that is just like experimentation because my little brother, I remember very fucking vividly, as a kid, he always loved petting bumblebees. Because, like, you know, they're furry. Oh, they're small. They're furry. They're warm.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd always, like, go up and start petting them and shit. And then one day he was petting one, and it stung the fuck out of him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he just stopped doing that real quick. Yep. Yeah.
They don't like it when you do that.
I remember that day, too. Like, we were out in the backyard, and he, like, got stung, and he just, like, stared at it and just... Yeah. Just, like, out of nowhere. Just, like...
It hurts so much that you don't realize it hurts.
Yeah. Oh, they are like...
It goes numb for a second.
Honestly, like one of the most painful fucking things ever. Like, in my opinion, they are fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did... That same kid later that day tried to... Well, he didn't like literally try to, but they kept trying to like get near the fire pit.
Oh my God.
We had a fire pit and they don't understand that fire is painful.
It's no good, yeah.
So they just want to like jump in there.
Uh-huh.
We're like, hey, no, it's on the fire. And they're like, well, what do you mean?
Yeah, I remember as a kid, we had like one of those old electric stoves with like a little coily burner thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And my mom turned that on high and it started glowing red. And I was like, ooh, that's a nice color.
Yeah.
And so I bring out up the chair, I stood on it, and I just
Oh my god.
I took my hand off and I just had a massive
you
swirl
brought the
on
chair
it.
To the stove.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Jeff went,
yeah, I literally
this
just went
great.
Palmed it, full palmed it, and just like fucking coil, and I was like, yeah, that hurts really bad.
Every time you like something, you're just like, oh hi.
Mine.
Smack.
Literally. Yeah, I burnt the fuck out of me. That was stupid.
Back to bees. So, did I talk about,
back
like,
to bees.
Back I don't know
to
if bees. I've told this story, but, like, in Mexico, there was, like, some spot that, for whatever reason, the bees would go sit there and die.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
That house was haunted, but I don't know if that has anything to do with the bees, like, literally seeking out the spot.
And just dying.
Dying in that spot.
No, I mean, bees generally, like, pick a graveyard, so it makes sense
yeah.
that they go there.
It was, like, one yeah. at a time. It wasn't like they would all swarm there.
Yeah.
But,
right,
yeah.
Right, right.
Anyways, so that would happen, and 3 times I stepped on a bee and it stung me on the bottom of the foot.
Oh, fuck that.
Same foot, I would just step on it on accident. It happened 4 times in total. Mm-hmm. 1 time was, like, in a different spot, same house. But, like, 4 different times I had a fucking bee sting on my goddamn foot.
Mm.
And I couldn't go to school, I couldn't walk. That shit
yeah,
sucks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. They're, like the most fucking painful, like,
yeah.
injury you can get.
It's not even, like, a thorn. Like, it. There's venom in your body.
No, yeah.
Like, it makes your foot
it's
swell
like
up.
It's, like, throbbing, it's swelling,
it's awful.
It's fucking aching. Yeah,
yeah.
No, they're some of the worst fucking pains you can get.
I'm glad I didn't let him eat that bee. No, that
would have
sucked.
He would not have had a fun time. It's like those dogs that eat bees, like, their faces, like,
that's
up.
Really funny.
It's like,
I don't think I've ever been stung by a bee,
really?
But I have been stung by a wasp.
Mm.
That's even worse, I've heard.
It was awful.
Yeah, I've heard
I was at Six Flags, and I felt something moving on my ear, and I, like, reached back, and
ooh.
I, like, grabbed it, and then it just, like, stung
yep.
the shit out of
yep.
me.
Yep, yep. That happened to me in elementary school. I was in line. We were, like, lining up to go in class, and I felt something hit my hair. And, like, there was this little girl next to me. I was like, fuck you throwing my hair, ho. And, like, I reached in and, like, grabbed it because I thought it was, like, an eraser or something.
Yeah.
She was just, like, staring at me. And I was like, maybe because I just fucking,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Called her a ho.
Yeah. But, so I thought it was her. And I grabbed it and it was a bee and it stung, like, right here. And my
ow.
Finger, like, swelled up to a little fucking, like, golf ball. And I couldn't move it. And I was like, damn, this blows cock. And then I went over to the office and I was like, what do I do with this? And, like, the lady was, like, on the phone, and she just grabbed my hand, like, pulled it out, threw
oh,
it onto
God.
The floor, and then, like, as she was still on the phone, she just grabbed the band-aid, like, wrapped it, smacked my butt, and let me go, and I was like, that's
fuck?
It? Like,
did
what
she,
the
like,
fuck?
Jesus.
I thought you were gonna, like, put ointment on it, or, like, try to scrape it out, like.
Or ice it.
Yeah, like, something. Yeah.
Ripped
yeah,
it out,
you're not
sexually
supposed to
assaulted
grab
you.
It.
No, yeah, because that puts all the venom in
yeah.
it. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? I got my bee sting taken out, and then I was sexually assaulted by this woman. Fuck
yeah.
this. Yeah, so anyways, that was shit. That was no fun.
Yeah, no.
Wildlife, man.
I feel like in Mexico, there's, like, a lot of bees. Sometimes, like, you're in houses that don't have a roof.
Mm.
And so the bees just like, oh, this is our house.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they'll go to your hand, and I accidentally, like, grabbed a bee.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was, like, looking at it. I was like, because it's, like, stuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, shit, what do I do?
Yeah.
If I let go...
It's gonna sting
me. Yeah.
So you should so just...
I went like that. No, I just couldn't bring myself to squish
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, no, I...
Fuck that.
I have a conscience. I can't.
Uh-uh.
So I, like, threw it, and it didn't sting me. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Okay, I want to talk about something.
Okay.
Lies you were told as children that you believed up until, like, recently, or, well, I guess you wouldn't know now, but up until recently.
Lies?
Yes. So, for example, me, I was told that bees, when you kill them, they have, like, a homing device, and so more bees home to the dead one, and then
that's...
sting you a bunch.
I mean, there's a scent.
That's
yeah,
what I've been told, but, like, what I was told was that they'll just swarm you, and then you're dead.
I mean, if it's a killer bee, then absolutely, but regular honeybees, no.
Okay, so maybe that wasn't a lie, then.
Yeah,
no, I mean, killer bees will, like, chase you and continue to chase you
yeah,
until
yeah, yeah.
you are
dead
and continue to sting your
sweet.
Dead body.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, okay, so maybe not that, but another one that I was told was that blood in your body is blue.
Yeah, no, that's not
yeah.
real.
Dude, I was literally, I remember the day in science class. The teacher was like, yeah, so, like, blood under your skin is blue, and then, like,
it
when it, when you get, that's why your
oxidizes.
Veins are blue. When it oxidizes, it turns red.
Mr. Blattel?
Mr. Blattel.
That guy?
No, fuck
he,
Mr. Blattel.
He spoke in a regular accent.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but
he
his name was weird.
He just needed to say it, though.
Yeah, exactly.
It was in his soul.
No, her name was Miss White.
Mr. White?
Miss White.
Miss White.
Yeah, it was just complete, and I believe that literally up until like probably 2 years ago.
But you know what is blue? Watermelons.
That's not true. Fuck off, Emma. That's not true.
I saw you pause.
Yeah, I was like, what? Wait, maybe. Because like, come to think of it, they could just oxidize when you open them.
No. Yeah, but no.
I mean, technically, they're colorless because there's no light in there, and you have to have light in order to have color.
Okay, Emma. Yeah,
I'm
that is true. That is true, though. That is true. That's like water in the sky. They're blue because like the particles in it like absorb all the other light besides blue the most.
Yeah,
so
that one's the one that is blue. Reflected.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, remember you're talking about everyone else being not real, like
yes,
like in your consciousness.
Yeah, that like. People believe that, yes.
Yeah, so I have an example of that.
Okay.
So when my science teacher, Mr. Blattle...
Mr. Blattle!
That guy. He told us... He explained to us how light works.
That guy was a fucking dick. Anyways, yeah. Continue.
So he explained to us how light works, and, like, it will... if something's white, it'll, like, absorb... Or no, it'll bounce every other, you know...
Yeah, reflects light. Yeah.
So I heard this, and I took it in. But... I assumed that no one else did.
Okay.
Like, I don't know why.
Right, right, right.
But this felt like something so surreal
well,
and just, like, strange.
Because you don't believe that people are real.
Right. But, like, it seemed like such a, like, weird concept to me and, like, something that, like, no other thing follows these laws.
Uh-huh.
That I was like, yeah, well, this is too complicated for the normal person to understand.
Oh, my God.
And then I grew up and, like, everyone understands...
Everyone knows that.
...that, like, black things have, like, more heat because of all the light it absorbs.
Yeah, they absorb it, yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know that too. Oh, that's pretty cool. You're smarter than I thought you were.
You're human,
no,
too.
It was just me... thinking that was murder, but it was just a common knowledge.
This is something that we discussed like the other day.
Yeah.
That he was like, whoa, you know, black like absorbs more light, like as if it was like a revolutionary concept. And I'm like, yeah, I'm 23.
No,
I understand. He like put in his monocle, lit up his pipe. Well,
I know.
Black absorbs heat.
Like,
so.
I'm 23 years old. I have figured that out by now.
Yeah. Clever girl.
Did you know that orange was actually every color but orange? Yeah.
Yes.
What?
No, it's just I saw an orange thing and wanted to use an example.
I was like, is that an actual thing? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you had to murder a beloved actor/actress/famous person, who would it be and why?
We have to segue to this very nicely.
Okay.
I want to kill my science teacher at 1547 Fishville Avenue.
Why is
speaking of killing people.
Who's your science? Your science teacher isn't famous.
Okay, we need a better segue.
I want to commit murder.
Just do an ad.
Me, Kurt, would like to commit murder. Oh yeah, we could do an ad, huh?
Yeah, just do an ad and we'll then go into this.
We'll be right back after these commercial messages. Alright, dudes. I need you to tell me what's going on here.
I just don't know. He killed him.
Yes, the man. Yes, he's in custody. Yes, I don't know why my accent just changed all of a sudden.
I want you.
I understand you have this lust for me.
I do.
This longing, yearning, need for me.
Come on, please.
I cannot provide you with such things.
No, please. Stay.
I'm sorry, Toots.
No.
I left a casserole in the oven I have to tend. Also, your bright red dress would clash with my beige furniture.
Paul, you're just so bland. I love it.
What can I say, Toots? I'm Paul Rudd.
Perfectly mediocre, vanilla in every way. I'm gonna miss you, Paul.
Goodbye, Toots. That was this week's episode of LMAO Noir, starring Paul Rudd. Please catch us next week for a new episode and adventure of LMAO Noir. Now, back to the show. And we're back.
Have you ever wanted to murder someone?
Have you ever wanted to murder someone? Speaking of murder, of course.
Anyway, if you had to murder a beloved actor, actress, or just famous person, who would it be and why?
Paul Rudd.
Yeah, I knew that.
Besides Paul Rudd.
Okay. If I murdered Paul Rudd, no one would miss him.
That's what you think.
So does it have, it's not just an actor, or it could be an influencer.
Yeah, it could be like someone that's like very well liked.
Well liked.
Uh-huh.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it could be too easy. Like, oh, I'll just murder fucking this guy who's like everyone hates him anyway.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
okay, yeah. Fucking kill Woody Allen.
Yeah,
okay. What was the name of that one? Trisha Paytas.
Yeah, yeah. And everyone would be like, good job.
Yeah, like
good job. Here's your fucking award.
You win. Fuck, that's a good question.
I don't know, I probably like them too.
I don't know, man, that's a fucking... I mean, like, I hate a lot of, like, the fucking YouTubers like Shane Dawson and all them.
No, he's well-hated right now.
Well, yeah, I know. Well-hated.
But I was first. I don't know, just like that whole, like, group, that whole side of YouTube where it's just, like... It's okay, that whole side of YouTube is like pseudo drama is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, here's my makeup collection. Oh, fun. But I'm actually here watching this because I want to know all the drama and tea and
shit. It's just a bunch of narcissists all jacking each other off.
And like, I think that's why like so many people watch it is because it's just 90% like just drama behind the scenes.
Absolutely,
you know?
That's all they want.
So I'd kill all of them, but
They're not very well beloved.
Right, not anymore at least. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, maybe circa 2016. Yeah, I know. Then,
yeah.
Then that would have been.
Yeah. Honestly, I think I would murder Markiplier.
Why?
Yeah, he's done.
Wow.
Yeah, he's fucking done. He's toast.
Why?
Yeah. Because he influenced me as a child to like make a YouTube channel. And it was really cringy. And
that's
so,
your
like,
fault.
Well, but it's his fault. Because he made me do it. He held me down at gunpoint with his pink mustache and said, "You will make a YouTube channel, boy."
Curtis.
Curtis, make a YouTube channel. Now.
And only speak in an accent. Do not use your real voice.
Yeah, exactly. And it was cringe. And I would like that part of my life to not be real.
So you want to kill...
I'd kill Markiplier.
Markiplier, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Fucking Marky Moo would be done.
Yeah, I don't have hatred in my heart.
It's not
only
it's
for
not
people who
someone
aren't
that,
me.
That like you hate.
Yeah, that's why I'm like having trouble picking someone.
I would pick.
Yeah.
What's her name? I just had one.
Ellen DeGenerate.
Nope.
No one likes her.
Yeah. Oprah.
No,
bye
that
bye,
would
Oprah.
Just... Everyone would just think it was racially motivated.
That is true.
That's true.
Yeah, you'd be fucked with that one.
I feel like Audrey Plaza would understand.
Who's that?
April from
Prince of Oh, she's cute.
She's really cute.
Yeah.
Also because I think she's cute.
Yeah, you know, that's what, and again, she can't be in this world.
You have no trouble
fucking
with any
her,
of these
no
people.
One can.
No one can.
Anna Kendrick.
Yeah?
I would kill her.
Yeah, she's pretty well liked, also pretty well hated, but like mostly liked, I feel like.
Yeah. Okay. I got a good one. Any of the Kardashians. Well, actually, I don't really know.
They're not very well liked.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's
a lot of people.
I think
like
it goes
hatred.
Both ways. I think that, like, people
they love
do...
to hate them.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. We know people who are, like, really big fans of the Kardashians.
Yeah, like, they actually, like...
Christina's, like, an actual fan.
I would absolutely kill all of them. Because... They
pick one.
They just, the main one that everyone
Kim.
Knows.
Kim?
Yeah, that one. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, sure. Because,
I would kill them all.
Well, yeah. I agree. But because, like, beauty standards and shit, not to get all like, whoa, but like,
whoa.
So many people, like, are so just enveloped in that, like, everyone's lives would actually be so much better if, like, that wasn't in the fucking world.
I mean...
Yeah.
Okay, they would go, and then someone else
would fill that
void.
We'd kill them too.
Yeah, it's like killing Kim Jong-un. Someone's gonna fucking be there regardless.
Right,
yeah.
Like as soon as...
Yeah, right.
I think I would choose the mom. because ow. She scratched the fuck.
Sorry.
Man, I just wanted to tell them.
How dare you?
Her mom.
Yeah, the mom, because like they are liked by, you know, a group of people. They are very much hated by another group of people, but like I think that they're liked enough to fit this question.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom, I feel like she's done really well to make them famous, but I don't know how, if she like thought about how that'll affect their mental health.
Okay, and that actually leads to an interesting topic about, like, we might have talked about this before, but just being famous in general.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Like, okay. Your life is gone if you're essentially, like, famous and at least, like, show your face and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't fucking step outside and, like, do anything because you're always just, like, on the watch list, essentially.
You know what's the best kind of famous to be, I feel like? My opinion. So, a European soccer player make millions and millions and millions. And then, but
How much money?
Millions.
Oh, okay.
But you play in America.
Okay.
So no one gives a shit about you. Because so you're older, and then when they start slowing down, they come play in America and kick everyone's ass.
Mm.
And nobody knows who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You, like, that's maybe 30,000 people know who you are.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
I could be like a small like influencer, like very small, you know, like the little cozy like gaming channels and stuff. Like,
like occasionally someone would be like, oh,
right. Like, oh hey, that's really cool. Yeah. I watch your streams.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I'd be
yeah.
like, oh my god, that's so cool. Let's take a picture.
Yeah,
together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
then when it spirals, it's like,
yeah.
Fuck this.
Yeah.
There was someone on TikTok that said, I don't remember who it was, but they said, like, if you become famous before, like, 23, that's brain damage.
I have one
damage at that point.
Well, and that's also because the brain stops developing at 25. And so, like physically, yeah, like, you're, like, okay, I think about this a lot, actually. People who, like, kids who are actors and, like, grow up acting and stuff.
I have something I feel. Like,
they are fucked. They have to be fucked.
Yeah, they have to be.
You're five, and granted, it's a scene, but you're seeing someone's head get ripped off and fake blood spray everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing, like, sex and, like you have to kiss someone and stuff, all when you're, like, five or four or some shit like that. And it's like, dude, like, what the fuck? Like, you grow up so quickly. Like,
and if you're, like, in a Harry Potter, then people are obsessed with you, too.
That, too, exactly. Mm-hmm. Your whole life, you're obsessed
with. I mean, like, Emma Watson, like, she's, like, 14, and people were like, you're ugly, disgusting,
and, like, it doesn't,
I hate you.
And, like, even if you're Emma Watson, everyone still is self-conscious, regardless if they're really attractive or not. That's just how humans work. So, like, even hearing that, it's like, oh, fuck, like, they know, like, maybe I am, you know? And, like, dude, yeah, fuck that. I was watching an interview with all little, like, Stranger Things kids back when they were, like, actual kids.
Right.
Dude, they talk like they're 43.
Yeah.
They, like, sit down and just, like, oh, yes, of course. Well, when I was enacting in that scene, it's like, dude, you're, like, 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, and it's not just that, but they go through training. They go through PR training.
Oh, yeah.
Which is...
Yeah.
That's wild to think about.
Yeah.
You know, for a child.
You are being trained onto... how to be you.
Yeah.
Essentially. Mm-hmm. What to say, what not to say, how to act, what not to do. Like, dude, that... I want to look into those kids' brains and, like, just be like, dude, you're going to be fucking mad when you're, like, you know, older. Which a lot of actors do go mad. And,
I mean, Lindsay Lohan.
Right, exactly. And,
Britney Spears.
Dude, you go completely fucking insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking about the Stranger Things guy, they had an interview, and they were like 14, 15 at this time. And Finn Wolfhard, he like was announced, and then the announcer was like, he's a young actor born with the best porn star name.
They said that?
Yeah, he said that.
Oh, Wolfhard? That's fucking stupid. That's not even...
That's dumb.
That's also, not even, like, creative, man. That's fucking,
inappropriate.
It's very inappropriate. And, like, all
it
the...
It has a hard in the name.
the older actors on, like, the panel were, like, ignore him. They were like, whispering to him, like...
Really?
Yeah. They were pissed. You could see they were pissed.
And that's the other thing, too, is, like, watching those late-night TV shows like Jimmy Fallon and all that shit, and... none of that's, like, scripted. They're all just, like, coming up with these things, like, off the top of their head. And that being said, it can be like mean and cutting and like offensive, and you just have to sit there and be like, ha, 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 yeah. Anyways, like yeah. You just have to go with it.
Yeah, you can't be genuine in your reactions.
Exactly. Yeah, at all. And like, ugh, man, I would. Okay, so like, I want to be known to some degree.
Right.
You know,
I would
like,
have some,
we
like,
have a podcast.
Small
we,
yeah. notoriety.
Right. It'd be kind of cool. Like, this YouTuber, for example, I watch, he's like a fucking motorcycle vlogger. He just vlogs on his bikes. Mm-hmm. And in his city, sometimes people will recognize him and be like, oh shit, you're that guy.
Yeah.
You want to take a photo? And he's always like, oh fuck yeah, dude, we out. When I was in Disneyland, we saw the bassist of Pierce the Veil, and the people I was with went fucking batshit crazy, ran up to him, was like, oh my god, can I take a photo? He was like with his like wife and stuff, yeah. And I was like, oh god, dude, like, fuck no. What I would honestly do if I saw someone famous would just go up to them and be like, hey, I like your work, good stuff. And
yeah.
Like, that's fucking
dude,
it.
Yeah.
I told you I met Aaron Hansen, right? I might have talked on the podcast about this.
I feel like you told me, but yeah. It still surprised me, so continue.
Yeah, so I went to Knott's County Fair for Halloween.
That's okay, hold on. I'm pressed. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and
I would love to meet Aaron Hansen.
Right. I looked over, and it was him.
Oh my god.
And you know it's him because he's wearing, like, a pink hoodie and, you know, the sweatpants, and he has, like, the scraggly...
Holy shit!
Yeah, he has
okay,
the
so maybe you
hand.
Didn't tell me, because I'm kind of freaking out.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking cool.
I definitely texted you afterwards.
That's, like... my actual childhood idol.
Yeah.
Like, low-key.
I wish Dan were there. I would have, like, cried.
Dude.
But, I saw Aaron Hansen.
Was he just, like, in line, or was he,
no,
like...
he was walking. I was walking to a ride. He was
okay,
walking.
Okay, but he wasn't, like, signing autographs at a table.
No.
Okay,
he
that's cool.
He looked like... He had friends, and, like, he was chasing after them, kind
yeah.
of. But
I
didn't,
wonder,
and also
I
it was
who,
COVID.
I wonder who...
I didn't want to, like,
with,
stop
like,
him.
The people I like.
Yeah.
Like, Sleepy Cabin and all that.
Yeah,
guys.
He might have been.
That is so... Anyway.
But yeah, so I saw him, I was like, Aaron. And he looked over at me and was like, yes? Like, what can I help you?
Oh my god!
Because I asked, I think he's like not used to people just like, Aaron!
Right, like, well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Plus, like, he's also at that fame level where it's not like every person and their dog's going up to
yeah.
him. It's still kind of like, oh shit, you
just
know who I am.
Yeah, hairy fat man just like, Aaron!
Yeah.
Just frothing at the mouth. But I just, like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to shake his hand because COVID. I
right.
didn't want to stop him and take a picture.
Yeah.
So I just, like, instinctively, like, snap, did a finger point, and I'm like, I love you. And
yeah.
Like, yeah. He didn't really say much, but then he,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I turned around and walked away, and then he
no, walked. that's a very cool reaction of you.
Yeah.
To, like,
just,
do that.
I just told him I love him.
No, yeah. I would respect that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
When I was in LA, I met the D's Nuts guy.
Sorry?
You know the guy who's like, D's Nuts? From like
Got
a or whatever.
You don't know that?
No.
Yeah, she was
late. Anyways.
I mean, I know the meme.
I didn't know
there was like a guy.
Yeah, he started it.
Yeah.
Oh.
He like made that. And we were walking down Hollywood Boulevard or where the fuck. And we walked past this club. And there's like this little like dude in Gucci clothes just standing outside the club. And my friend was like, dude, that's the D's Nuts guy. And I was like, oh, really? I didn't even fucking know. And then we were like walking in, like, dude, let's see if he's still there. Like, I want to see that again. So we went back, and he was walking in front of us. And we were like, right, like, kind of behind him. He was walking with like this one girl. They were like, clearly she knew who he was, and she was just trying to, like, she was like taking videos the whole fucking time or whatever. And me and my friend were just like kind of behind him a couple paces, and we're like, dude, I think that's him. Like, he's fucking right there. And then he turns around, and he's like, D's Nuts.
Oh my god.
And then he turns around and like walks off in the room.
Oh,
and I was like, that just fucking happened right here. That's pretty cool.
That's hella funny.
Yeah, so like clearly he heard us like talking and everything.
Yeah,
I was like, that's
yeah.
pretty fucking cool.
No, that's better than me meeting Aaron Hansen.
No, I wouldn't say
no,
so. That's fucking
no, he
sick.
Said D's Nuts.
That is true. I did get the D's Nuts.
Yeah,
to my
you
face.
Got it.
You got the D's Nuts.
You got to feel D's Nuts.
Straight to the face. I actually took a video, not of him saying that, but of me creepily walking behind him.
Oh my god.
I just have his back just walking. Because
oh
I was
god.
Like, I gotta cherish this moment
yeah.
somehow.
You're gonna find this in like 10 years and be like, what is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh,
who's
the
that?
Fuck was
what
that?
Is
oh,
this?
That was like that meme that died out in 2 years.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah.
It hasn't died out yet. I wish it would. I think because people are just really
attached
to it. Because
NPCs keep using it.
Yeah.
That is true. No, yeah, that leads into my other topic.
Yeah.
Sorry to keep fucking just like random
no, you're
topics
fucking,
and shit.
As long as you don't smack my fucking
how people during like the Vine age became Vine. Mm-hmm. Like that was their personality. But that's not my problem, because that happens with fucking any social media platform that comes out, is people just encompass that. But the people that continued to have that be their personality after, and they still do, that's still their personality.
They're always millennials.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like their personality is still Vines from 10 years ago.
They're passing construction like, road work ahead.
I sure hope it does. Yeah.
And like, it's funny, like, every once in a while, like, oh, that was funny. I remember that time in our lives when that was a thing.
Yeah.
Not every single fucking time.
And there's like a couple people that, like, I don't really talk to them anymore, but I went to high school with them, and like, like from the few times that I have talked to them, it still very much is like they're just still quoting Vines from like 10 years ago. And I wonder if that'll ever fucking stop.
No.
I don't think it will. If, like,
I mean, people still quote, like, I Love Lucy and
that
stuff.
That is true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true. And, like, old ass fucking YouTube videos. You know what?
I don't know anything about I Love Lucy, so I might just think that they're genuine quotes. I mean,
if my mom ever goes, Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
That's
her quoting it.
That is very true. And, like, there are people who also quote, I don't know, there's old YouTube
Monty
videos.
Monty Python.
That, and like old YouTube videos
everyone
of like little memes.
Jenna Marbles.
Oh my god, everyone and their dog quote. Yeah. Quotes Jenna Marbles. Yabba Dabba Doo.
Uh-huh.
That. Fucking so many dads quote that. Like.
What's Yabba Dabba Doo?
It's like this like little girl that just goes, Yabba Dabba Doo, or the fuck on YouTube.
It's like, people are like, look at all those chickens.
Oh, God. I heard that, and I had PTSD for a second. Oh, my God.
Triggering.
My eyes went catatonic, and I just heard helicopters. Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, people who, like, 10 years later are still quoting fucking Vines. It's
You know what I was guilty of?
Huh.
I think 2 years after it was popular,
Were you an ASDF movie kid?
I did like them, but no, that's not what I was going to. I sent people Mary Chrysler, just like a little bit too late.
Oh, God! That's another one!
Jeff, one year too late to be doing that.
Yeah, yeah. That's another one. Yeah, stop! That's another one! Merry Christmas!
Every Halloween, it's freaking bats. But I like that one.
I think that was I just like that kid.
Heard that one. You haven't heard that one?
Oh, we'll have to show you that one. I just like that kid. She's funny. She's like, I smell like beef.
Oh, I smell like beef. I hate that video.
Really?
It grosses me out. Because the kid's like
beef. I smell like beef.
It's so nasty to me. I actually just want to, like, fucking pee.
Okay.
Like,
so we're going to go to his house.
We're
gonna break in through your side window,
uh-huh.
And then while you're asleep, I'm just gonna go up to your ear.
I smell like beef.
It's so gross. And then like, it just keeps saying it, and it's like, I smell like beef, and I'm like, ew, why do you smell like beef? That's disgusting.
Yeah.
She smells like beef.
Take a shower, child.
That's fucking vile. Fuck no.
Yeah, Kurt's very passionate about beef.
I don't... It's fucking nasty, dude. Well, anyways, another topic I had in mind was... I might have said this on the last one. I can't remember. What do you guys do to relax? So, like, you're all strung up from the day.
Hard drugs.
Methamphetamine. Let me just paint you guys a word picture. A nice, beautiful little mosaic, if you will. So... You just got off your shift at work. Your back is tense. You're strung up tight. I mean, the burdens of the day. You're stressed out. You come home. Fuck, Mondays, am I right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mondays. Yeah, Garfield.
Yeah. Ah, Mondays.
Fucking hate Mondays.
What do you do to relax? Maybe it didn't even come off work, because for myself, I'm unemployed, but I still have little stressy things throughout the day. So what do you do?
Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
You can go first.
So literally,
Emma takes out her penis, drops it onto the table,
and so
just goes off at it.
Yeah.
One thing I do is like really detrimental and is not a good way to relax. And one thing I do is like very helpful. So what I do that is bad, I play FIFA.
God.
I play very competitively.
You get so stressed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to...
If I'm not kicking someone's ass, I'm losing.
My brother's like that.
Yeah.
How do you find that fun?
It's fun.
You're angry.
Yeah.
Yelling.
Yeah.
Screaming.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but, like, I you know, I was always an athlete, so I'm very competitive. Sure, and yeah, I can't play soccer anymore. So I just, like, compete, and I still feel that, like, rush. I mean, I love it, but it's not very good to relax. It makes me very angry because the game is rigged. It's, like, definitely rigged.
Right. But, and after you're done, let's say you win a match. Are you still, like, oh, sweet, like, I'm good to go? Or are you still, like, fuck!
So if, okay, here's a flaw that I have. Uh-huh. So if I could win, but if I don't feel like I did good enough, I will still be upset.
Then that's
I'll be more like, happy than having lost.
Sure,
but especially if I deserve to win.
Still not great, though.
No.
Okay.
But if I can, like, win, like, 3-0, say I have, like, so many endorphins.
So if you get a hat trick and completely blow them out of the water, you're golden. God damn.
If I do as well as I think I should have done, I'll be happy.
Okay.
Yeah. If I'm playing a really good player that I know that is, like, better than me, and I lose, I'm still okay with it. I don't know why.
Okay.
It's like, that negates everything I just said.
Yeah.
But if I, like, I usually can keep up with them.
Yeah.
And I can tell, like, people's levels when I'm playing them.
Right.
So if I'm doing moves and, like, beating them in certain areas, and I feel like, oh, I could do this and beat actually really good players.
Yeah.
And so that makes me happy, because I don't consider myself amazing. It's just, like, you know, above average.
Right.
But it's not good for me, usually. I was actually losing hair when I was playing Weekend League.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That was not from your FIFA. That was because you had COVID.
That is true.
Right. But, like, it was the same time, like... I was playing Weekend League, and anyone knows what that is. Yeah, you have to qualify by doing good against online players. And you have to play, like, a bunch of games just to qualify.
Yeah.
And then you play this 30-game tournament where you have to, like, win a certain amount to actually get any rewards from it.
Right.
So it's super stressful. The players are really good. Now, it's not just that, but, like, some people pay to win. So, like, they just have all the players.
Best shit. Yeah, right.
So, that's really bullshit. But the other thing I do that actually helps is, like, I need physical contact. So I just, like, give my girlfriend a hug.
Aww.
Literally, like, I would... It's just, like, she would be on her computer, and I would just go up to her and just, like...
And I'd be like, okay.
And that, you know, it's always a funny thing, because, like, society is always like, oh, like, girls are so clingy, like, guys are supposed to just be there and get hugged. Absolutely the opposite, in my experience. I fucking cling. Yeah. That's it. End game.
Yeah.
I'm pretty affectionate, but even I get to a point where I'm like, okay,
I need to
breathe. I'm going to go to the other room. I love you. Goodbye.
We both have that. But, like, for me, when, like, I play a game of FIFA and I lose or something, I need to reset. So I just, like,
so you
like Koala.
Yeah,
yeah,
he beats me into a pool.
Yeah,
no, I don't do that.
Crying on the floor.
Yeah.
No, legally that's
a
joke.
Laughs at me.
Legally that's a joke.
No.
I just, like, Koala onto her body. And I just, like... Like, all the leaves, and then I go play FIFA again.
See, that's kind of scary, though, because, like, I know some people who, when they're stressed out with video games, it's like, I don't want to fucking, like, be near you. Like, even if you're not, like, playing anymore, like, that's scary. Like, you can fucking just, like, freak out or something, you know?
I mean, there's sometimes where I'm like, you need to fucking chill.
Yeah.
Like, you need to do something else.
Yeah. My roommate's like that. He'll just be, like, shredding vocal cords, screaming, slamming his table because he lost in, like,
Fortnite.
Magic cards, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Magic the Gathering.
No, not Magic the Gathering. Pokemon, but the other one.
Digimon?
Yu-Gi-Oh?
Maybe.
Magic the Gathering is a card game.
Might have been Magic the Gathering. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, just, like, screaming, and I'm like, dude, like, A, that's annoying as fuck.
Yeah.
And B, like, you gotta not do that. Like, you gotta calm down. That's not healthy, man. Yeah.
I think I could be a lot worse. I'm definitely not the best, but, like, I have a lot of cousins, and, you know, I know a lot of people who scream. I don't scream. I do, like, make an agitated sound.
Loud, agitated sound.
I'm like, come on! Like, I you know, I'm upset.
It's like,
but
fuck!
Yeah, you're
I don't damage property. I've never broken a controller from that. I
just people who fucking throw controllers, that's punch insane. Walls,
they like just slam need, shit. They need anger management. Yeah. They need to go to therapy.
That is mental sickness.
Yes, you need to go what to therapy is. And work
yeah.
that out.
Yeah, that's that's.
This people, is a PSA from Dead on Cue. Go to therapy.
Yeah, people who get that's violent.
A PSA from Emma. Just go to therapy.
Right, people who get violent when they're angry, that's sickness, and you need to fucking get help because yes. that's not normal, buddy. I know. Hey, you. Yeah, hey, little pretty boy. Hey, little fuck nugget. I know you think that's normal. It's not normal, buddy. Okay? You're not normal. Go get help.
You're weird.
Did I ever tell you that I was in an anger management class as a kid?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of kids were. I've heard that, like, a lot from a lot of people.
Do you feel like
it helped you?
No, because I was not that angry.
Right, yeah.
My mom quickly removed me from the class because my behavior worsened.
Oh, boy.
Because of the kids I was around.
Yeah, I know. And there's some, like, really sick kids who's like, hey, you definitely deserve to be here.
Yeah.
I see.
No, but, yeah.
What are your de-stressors?
I like to play Stardew Valley.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Or Sims.
Oh, I fucking love The Sims.
I love Sims.
I love The Sims. What Sims are?
4.
Okay, do you have the expansion packs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, because without it, you can't do shit.
Yeah.
I just got it because, like, I had it, like, bought.
Yeah.
Then I, like, recently bought it, and it doesn't have any of the expansion packs, and I'm like, I can't do shit!
Is it on your computer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can get mods and custom content.
That is true. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And that will that might make really it expand your game.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Because DLC that, is so expensive.
Right, because
it's like $40.
Sims 3 had a lot of base material to it. Like, you can do a lot, base game. 4, you can't do shit. I'm just like, oh great, I can walk around this park and dig up plants. That is all I'm gonna do.
Yeah, it's EA.
There's no seasons. There's nothing.
You can't go to work. You can't go into the town. There's fucking nothing to do.
Yeah, there's 3 worlds.
Right, exactly. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really annoying.
Yeah, EA is a shitty, very shitty developer. They do FIFA and have the same issues. Like,
yeah,
it you can't do much unless you pay money.
Right. Yep. That's how society works nowadays. Okay, so Sims, Stardew Valley.
Yeah, those are the two I usually bounce from. I also like Minecraft. I like farming Sims, as you can probably tell.
Those are
simulation. I like
simulators.
Sims.
I love simulators. Fuck yeah.
Stardew Valley is my current hyperfixation. Nice. I have the mod that Stardew Valley expanded. So it adds like a whole bunch of new stuff.
Nice.
I also like to listen to audiobooks and podcasts.
Okay. I love audiobooks.
Yeah. I should listen to more audiobooks.
I just rediscovered a childhood series that I loved. It's called The Frog Princess. It's by E.D. Baker. And it's just so nice because it was written for kids, so I don't have to worry about death or like horrible
darkness.
Because that's a problem I have with all the TV shows and stuff today. Yeah. It's like, it's all sad. And it's like, I'm sad enough as it is.
Yeah.
Please give me something happy. Yeah. I want to escape, not to sadness.
Before I knew this about Emma, like, I don't know, it's a normal thing, but I didn't consider it that, like, you know, she doesn't enjoy it when things are really sad in books and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I got her a copy of Where the Red Fern Grows.
Oh!
Yeah.
You asshole!
Because it's a lovely book. It's a very good book. It is extremely sad.
It's like the most sad book I've ever read.
I don't think I've ever cried at a book other than that.
That and Bridge of Terabithia did it.
Yeah, I didn't cry at Bridge of Terabithia.
And I cry so fucking easily.
Oh, God.
I cry at fucking gum commercials. You know that one by Extra Gum? And it's like about like that couple and they're like falling in love and like they have the gum wrappers and like he like drew pictures on all of them and then like he proposes to her. Tears.
Done.
Sobbing.
That's it.
Just like, oh my God. We watched Encanto the other day. Sobbed through the entirety of it.
Interesting.
Like the first song I was like
Bruno.
Why don't they talk about Bruno?
I know, yeah. Abram was like, do you want it? And I was like, we haven't finished.
So a really weird thing about me as a kid with kind of that is I know we talked about this in the last episode, but as a kid, I was always really emotional. You know, I was always I'll admit it, I was a very sensitive kid. And so, like, nowadays, some of that kind of still pertains where if something, like,
It's weird. Usually, like, sad parts in movies, I don't really give a fuck about. Mm-hmm. But then, like, a soda commercial comes on. And I'm like, oh, my God.
It's because it catches you off guard.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's because you're like, oh, yeah, this is a movie. It's going to be
it's
sad.
It's going to be sad, right,
And then
right.
you're like, oh, why is this sad?
Right. And maybe it's just, like, so all, like, pent up. And then when, like, something, like... Like, in a commercial and something, like, kind of nice happens, you're like, oh, my God, that's fucking beautiful. You know, and just start tearing up. as a kid, I used to have a really big attachment to, like, my toys and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And so, like, to the point where I felt my toys would get jealous if I started playing with others.
I still feel that way.
And to some degree, I do, too. So, I've been doing a lot of research, really weird, on these tunnel boring machines, these giant trains that build tunnels. Yeah. So fucking cool.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
So cool. But, like, the thing is, though, sometimes this is kind of cool. At the end of the tunnel, they'll remove the drill bit, and they can't bring it out of the tunnel, so they'll dig a hole and bury it, and then seal it. So, like, under some tunnels, there's giant drill bits. And I told it to Nessa, and she was like, but it's just there alone. Like, it doesn't know why it was left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, it doesn't know why it was left behind. And, like, normally I'm like, yeah, right. But, like, this time I was like, damn. Like, I actually feel kind of bad.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't know why it was left behind. It's just a little drill bit. Like, it's just like, oh...
Toy Story really fucked us up.
Oh, Toy Story 3?
Toy Story really fucked
Toy
us up.
Toy Story 3, I actually cried. I actually cried on Toy Story 3 when they were going down the fucking garbage pit.
Yeah.
I actually bawled my fucking eyes out at that.
I knew that they weren't going to die, but yeah, it was very sad.
I don't, like,
I don't
know.
For some reason, I was just like, mm-mm.
I don't know if I had just had a bunch of pent-up shit or what, but yeah, I actually bawled at that part. And, like, now I can't really watch that movie because I'm like, ugh, like, I cried at that. Now I'm like, weird, sad movie, Toy Story, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Toy Story made me, like, I watched them all recently.
Uh-huh.
I just couldn't sleep, so I was just like, Toy Story 1,
that's
Toy Story
2.
So anyways, and I have, you know, robot figures, and I'm like, oh shit, I like these more now.
Right.
Like, I'm actually thinking about them.
Right.
Like, is like keeping watch over the window.
You see, oh, yeah, like, I see that.
Like, I literally went around and put everything.
That's pretty cool. No, I see that.
And, like, I have scenarios happening. You can't see them all. I just put those up there.
Right.
But, like, yeah, I have, like, scenarios happening in my room because it's just because of Toy Story and I have a space to do it. So,
And I think maybe that's why I thought like that with my toys, because it really, like, humanizes inanimate objects.
Yeah.
Like, I'd turn my other toys around as I played with other ones so they wouldn't watch and get cucked out. Like, that's actually what I do.
I always feel really guilty when I'm spending the night over at Abram's house because I have a teddy bear that I have had since I was, like, 4 years old.
Yeah.
And I don't bring her anywhere because I'm worried I'll lose her.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
but then I'm like,
that.
I'm so sorry you're going to be here all by yourself tonight.
Right,
like,
exactly.
And I'm bringing a different stuffed animal with me, and I feel so guilty.
Like, I wonder what that is. Like, why do we do that? Those are inanimate objects. They're just made of recycled materials, but yet we have such a connection to it. I don't know.
No idea.
But anyway, so yeah, back onto the subject of what you do to relax, Emma. So you like to kind of relax with some little video games.
Oh yeah, I like video games. I have a hard time playing new ones.
Okay.
Until I feel like I've completed the other ones.
Yeah. Mm.
So like I like got 100% perfection on my Stardew Valley farm.
Oh my God, nice.
And now I'm working on doing the same for Stardew Valley Expanded.
Holy shit.
And then I feel like I could move on to another game.
The only game I've ever 100%ed was Bioshock Infinite. And that's the only time I've ever tried to 100% a game because it's fucking hard.
No.
I tried Breath of the Wild. And
oh my God. Why would you do that to yourself?
Because I really, really like that
game. It's such a good game.
It's probably my favorite game right now made. And yeah, so I tried that. Fuck no. I kind of gave up.
I tried to do that with WoW, which...
World of Warcraft.
You actually can't 100%
that.
Right,
you're right.
But, like, I was, like, top level of the different, like, two different skills that you have.
Uh-huh.
I was working on the fishing one.
Yeah, just
and,
getting
like,
everything. Yeah.
I wouldn't leave an area until I completed all of the quests.
Yeah.
Every single one. Yeah.
Or special.
Yeah.
we're different. We're unique.
I actually have a YouTube series that involves me getting every single trophy in every single game.
Oh, yeah? So,
yeah. That is possible. Like, in Call of Duty, you have to play some online games, so I'm just not going to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I haven't posted anything because it's so hard to fucking 100% games.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's so hard.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you kind of dug your own grave with that one.
Yeah, but I mean, that's, you know. It's hard to do. I'm hoping that's the fun part of it.
Right.
But yeah.
It is infinite content.
I think for offline games like Stardew Valley and Sims, it's like, it gives life to the game. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it gives you, like, an objective and something to work for.
Right, it gives you, like, a little more to do than just,
like, oh, nothing. Another one was born, I guess.
I don't know. And that's, like, the whole point why developers do that, is so people keep playing their game.
Yeah.
You know? personally, for me, some things I do to relax. I will actually sometimes, it sounds bad, but in my eyes, it's not that bad. I'll have either a cigarette or a cigar, but not actually, like if I have a cigarette, not inhale it or anything, just like have it burning and then just kind of like that's it. Like, and like sometimes I'll even like pour like a little like glass of like whiskey on the rocks or whatever and just like actually just put on like the little like fire thing on YouTube or whatever. Uh-huh. Like, the Yule log.
You love the fucking Yule log.
I'll put on the Yule log.
Pretend you're in like a noir.
Yeah.
And just like.
Yeah, exactly. But just like just like relaxing, just like, this is nice.
I don't know. I have a question though.
Have
you learned how to hold a cigarette in your mouth?
Oh no, I can honestly hardly even hold a toothpick in my mouth. I don't get how you're supposed to fucking do it.
You hold it with your teeth.
But then you can't talk like this. That sucks.
Yes, you can.
That blows ass.
You talk like this.
Fuck that. That's awful. But yeah, I know. So that's one of the things like I'll do to relax is just kind of like pretend like I'm in a noir. Just like chilling, kick my shoes off, you know, I take off my coat. Ugh.
Yeah.
Mondays. Throw it onto the old coat rack, take off my little, you know, hat, my bowler's cap.
Your fedora.
My fedora.
Loosen your tie.
Exactly. Ugh,
take off your suit jacket.
Take out my suspenders, just like let them hang. Yeah, exactly. Another thing I'll do too is I'll YouTube videos occasionally, or one thing I like to do is I'll try to write a song or I like to build things. So like I'll go in my garage and I have like some designs drawn up I drew like a while ago and I'll just like try to build it, you know. Doesn't always work.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I just find peace in like making things, like creatively.
Yeah.
And that's what relaxes me the most. Mm-hmm.
I agree. Like getting something done is like pure ecstasy to me. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm like stressed, it doesn't help my stress, but I feel better.
Right.
Like, I don't feel less stressed, but I can, like, lay down and then relax.
Right.
Like, I don't feel relaxed unless I've, like, done something, you know?
And quick note about that. I'm reading this book called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. It's a very interesting book. I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. Essentially just shows how we as genders, like, work, like, differently. Like, how our brains work, right? And one of the things for men is we like to solve problems. Mm-hmm. So we'll even create problems for ourselves to solve, like little ones, like playing video games, for example.
Yeah,
we get into a problem playing the game, playing that match, and a problem solved is, oh, I completed it, you know, and ended good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a little.
What do women do? Eat hot chip and lie
and charge their phone.
Be bisexual.
Be bisexual. So I don't know, that's a little thing on that. Other things I like to do to relax is I'll step into a vibe, if that makes sense.
Step into a vibe?
A vibration, in my room. So,
vibe.
No. So, for example, I'll, like, turn on the mood lighting to, like, a specific, like, mood I'm going for. I'll, like, light all my candles. Maybe put on some, like, relaxing, like, synth music. And then just kind of, like, vibe.
It's
nice.
I feel that. When the main light is off in here, and it's dark, it's like a pretty, like you were saying, noir vibe.
Yeah.
Especially with like my record player and everything.
Your room is super noir. Like,
yeah, it's very old.
Like, yeah, hardwood floors. You have a goddamn fire pit in your room.
Yeah.
Like,
even though I desperately try to hide it.
This is like as noir as it gets.
Yeah, I really like it. It's just fucking parking in San Francisco is hell.
I just imagine you like opening your window on like a rainy night and you stepping outside your cigarette and just,
toots. I do that.
Yeah.
That's toots.
And that's it. That's all you say.
Just and just
toots.
Be misogynistic to the city. And just look at, like...
Go get me a cup of coffee.
Coffee toots. You know what a nice, like, vibe for the city is, though? At least in this house, would be, like, a lo-fi vibe.
Yeah.
Like, it's raining outside. You have, like, a little lo-fi music playing. Yeah. Lights all low. Maybe, like, Initial D or whatever the fuck's playing on the TV. It's a very, like, lo-fi vibration.
I was watching... I don't know if you know Batman Beyond.
I know of it, but I haven't watched any of it, yeah.
It's a vibe, but, like, it's kind of like Teen Titans. This is that kind of, like, edginess.
I like that,
yeah. But it's older.
Yeah. Ooh, so even edgier.
And not anime.
Okay.
Which, I'm not saying it's bad
right.
Teen Titans is anime, but, yeah, it's, I recommend it. I could lend it to you if you want. I have those DVDs. But yeah, playing it on this retro TV that I have is for sale for $2 if anyone wants it.
Retro TV, anyone take it? No, that sounds super nice. Just like old TV playing, like it's dark outside. You just hear like the honking just in the distance, like traffic going. Life
no, bustling. It's just Hellcats.
That is true. Yeah.
So my neighborhood is, I guess, blood because all you see is red Hellcats.
Nice. All the time. Yeah. But it is a vibe though.
Yeah, so. It is. That's a vibe.
Yeah. So you guys want to start wrapping it up?
Yeah.
Anything else to say?
No, I'm all good.
Gotta wrap it.
Yeah. Well.
Go to therapy. Wrap. Don't be silly.
Wrap
your willy. Wrap
it before you tap it. Glove before you love.
Boy, guys, I sure am getting sleepy. That rain is still pouring outside. It is quite nice in here. We're all warm.
Oh,
I think I hear a lo-fi beat playing in the background. The fire is going nice, too, up against my old CRT TV.
Crackling.
Oh, look at my 8.6 parked outside. It looked kind of nice there. Anyways, I think it might best be to maybe sit on the balcony with some headphones and a cat and just listen to music as the wind blows.
And a cat. You're holding a cat arm's length away from you. You have an oxygen mask.
Yeah, I have my inhaler strapped on. Yeah, exactly. Well, anyways.
Like, a Bluetooth.
I love you. Your kitchen is hella fucking lo-fi, though. I remember last time we came over, I just, like, stood in front of your window looking at all, like, the buildings and shit.
You told me to find a way to my roof, and yesterday I was on the third floor, and there's not a way on the roof, but on that side of the house, this isn't good for podcast, but there is, like, a roof part.
Yeah.
It's not the top of the house, but, like, the ceiling part. And the window opens onto that. Yeah. So, yeah, that's really
cool. That sounds fucking wonderful.
Theoretically, you could sit on it. It is kind of steep.
Yeah.
And so you could die.
Oh, that sounds so cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so thank you for joining us in this nice lo-fi night. We'll be back with a new episode very shortly. This was Dead on Cue. My name is Kurt.
My name is Abram.
And my name is Emma.
And we are Dead on Cue all together. So thank you, and we'll catch you in the next one. Goodbye. All right.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
We have problems.
Ah, Detective Rudd, welcome in. Is there anything I can get you to drink tonight?
Yes, I'll go ahead and have the usual.
Ah, okay, so a room temperature Sprite then.
Yes, but... Go ahead and add saltine crackers alongside.
Okay. Be right up, sir.